Good day, greatness. Great, great, greatness. I want us to have a conversation today. So I want you to get your cup of coffee, if you drink coffee, your cup of tea, I have tea. And if you don't drink coffee or tea, get a glass of water. Let's sit down and come to the table and let's have a conversation today. And the coaching question this week is simply this. What do you do when life throws you an unexpected curveball? What do you do? I'll say it again. When life throws you an unexpected curveball. You see, this week I experienced an unexpected curveball in my life a couple days ago. And as I'm recording this, and this is being transmitted all around the world, I am in the midst of experience or getting over that unexpected curveball. In other words, some people might say, I'm transmitting in the storm. I'm transmitting within the hurricane. I'm transmitting within the hot desert. I'm transmitting from the raging seas. In the midst of what I'm going through, I'm transmitting this. You see, one of the first lessons I learned this week was when life throws you and you might be experiencing some unexpected situations. It could be a marriage. It could be some news on your health. It could be something with your children. It could be something with your finances. It could be that you were not accepted into college. You did not meet the right requirements to graduate. You didn't get accepted here, there, everywhere. Everything is just not looking good for you. And you start to ask yourself the question, you know, why is this happening? But here's what I learned this week. When I got the news within that hour or two, I said to myself, Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones, I said, what are some lessons I could learn from this? Let's pause there for a second. Now, before that, of course, that natural mind starts to, there was a little bit of frustration coming in, right? And it's like, no. You really? Really? And I had to catch myself. I said, right now, this is not the time to complain. Because if I complain, it's not going to change the situation. It's not going to make the situation better. And if I complain, I'm not going to see my way out of this. So I turned to my wife and I said, babes, I got this. Just had to beat on my chest there. She looked at me. She said, you got this? I said, yeah, babes. I said, I got this. So within an hour or two, I had made a decision that I'm not giving up. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm going to continue to fight. I'm going to continue to stand strong. I'm going to continue to hold my ground, and I'm going to continue to fight. So I had to change my mind from being, oh, why did this happen to me? To say, hey, no. I got this. So you might be experiencing something out there that life threw at you unexpected. I ask that question to you. What are some lessons that you can learn from the storm you are in. What are some lessons you can learn? This week, I was telling people, they said, like, how you doing? What's going on? I said, I'm all right. I said, I was reminded about boxing matches. And I don't know if you ever went to a boxing match. I went to probably, I can remember at least one boxing match many, many, many years ago in Las Vegas. Great experience. And seeing a boxing match on TV and seeing it in person is totally different. It's because you could feel the live and the excitement. And this is what I realized with a boxing match. Once somebody gets knocked down to the ground, the referee starts to say one count, two count, three counts. And on the ninth count, the person who got knocked down gets up. And the referee checks the boxer to make sure their vital signs are good, their eyes, their ears, and everything. If the bleeding, you know, is all right, calls in the medical team. And once the referee gives the okay and the thumbs up, he said the fight, he or she says the fight can proceed. That person starts to go again for another round. Bam, they get knocked down a next time. And people might be getting frustrated. They say, how many times will this guy get knocked down? And the referee goes again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The guy gets up again. He or she gets up again. The referee checks him. Say he's good to go. And what I realize, don't care how many times that person get knocked down, once they get up within that 10 count, and the referee okays it, they are considered, they are in the fight, they are not out, and they can continue to fight. You see, you might be knocked down today and experiencing an unexpected curveball. But I'm going to count right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, get up. Get up. Whatever that thing is that you're experiencing, don't let that thing hold you down or keep you captive. I didn't let it hold me down this week. You don't let it hold you down this week. You get up. It's on the night count. I'm your referee. I'm your coach today. And you are still in the fight. And you have to make up that mind that, you know what? Whatever comes my way, I'm going to continue to fight. And what I learned is that when we're in the storm of life, whether it's a financial storm, a marital storm, a relationship storm, a health storm, a storm in college or university, a storm navigating your career, your business, your purpose in life, whatever that is, you might get knocked down, but you don't give in. And every time you get knocked down, you ask yourself, what are some lessons I could learn from getting knocked down that I don't have to experience again? Like I told my wife, I said, I got this. I want you to look at yourself. I want you to go in your mirror. If you listen to this in your car, keep your eyes on the road. You might be riding in a train. You might be listening to this flying in an airplane. You might be on a boat, you might be cycling, you might be running, you might be golfing, wherever you are, listen to this. I want you say to yourself, I want you look in the mirror, I want you say to yourself, I got this. 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 Get God. I said to myself, I got this. I got this. You got this. You got this. So this week, I just wanted us to have a conversation. Now, what happens in life when life throws you an unexpected curveball and you're knocked to the ground and you're flat and you're laying out cold? It's not over. You have 9 counts to get up. And once you get up, you can continue fighting. And if you get knocked down, you get up again and you continue fighting. And if you get knocked down again, you get up and you continue fighting. Because when you get through this fight, there's another fight that you have to go through. As long as we are living in this world, we will always experience unexpected curveballs. The question is, what will we do when those unexpected curveballs come? You see, my assurance is I believe in a higher power. I believe in the universal God, the God of the universe that created the heavens, the stars, the bees, the dogs, the cat, everything. I believe in that. So whenever I feel like I'm knocked to the ground, my anchor is in the source of life, which is the river of life, which all life source came from. That's where my source is. That's where my anchor is. I encourage you today. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you're not anchored to that source of life, that universal God, the God of the universe, I encourage you to get anchor in so you will not walk this storm alone, but you will walk through the storm with someone holding your hand. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones, giving you some motivation and some inspiration to help you make a shift in your life today, and reminding you today that it's not over. And remember, the best and the greatest day to be alive is the day you're listening to Winners for Life, Finn. You listen to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all that you were designed to be. When life throws you an unexpected curveball, they will come. Don't cave in. Ask yourself, what are some lessons that I can learn from this unexpected curveball? And as long as you get up on that 9 count, you are still in the fight to continue and go on. Never give up on your dreams. Blessings.